after some fine performances this year,
some really good inningses,
JB and Billy have declared,
I'm finished and now I'm in the ground and I'm absolutely cooked.
So now we revisit the highlights.
Afternoon radio gets no better.
This is the best of Triple M's Rush Hour.
I feel good!
Well, we've got an Australian sporting legend joining us soon, basketball superstar Lauren Jackson.
Oh, can't wait for that, Jimmy boy. Already gone back to Albury, of course. Yes. Plus, I see Jim's traffic party on the rundown.
Yes.
Plus, I've got an idea for the 2032 Olympics in Brisbane.
But next, we chat about something that properly scared the crap out of me.
This is the best of Triple M's Rush Hour. If you're missing JB and Billy, download the Lister app to hear them anywhere, anytime.
I feel good!
You said this about Stonehenge. I think you got it there, Bartholomew.
Not Stonehenge, was it?
Stonehenge.
No, it's a totally different part of England.
International Druid drag
Isn't
racing.
Isn't that a waste of time? That's what you're Isn't saying. That the biggest waste of shit I've ever seen?
What's Stonehenge?
There's nothing there. It's just boring.
It's a henge.
So we talked about that yesterday, and you said that you thought it was going to be great, and it ended up being crap.
That's right.
Stonehenge.
Yes.
Well, I tell you what I'm adding to that.
What?
Skydiving.
Skydiving, Jim.
Well, I drove home after a show yesterday along Elwood, and they come down the tandem. And as I watched them come down and land on that oval to the right there, I thought to myself, I did that once.
Yes.
Hated every second of it.
I'm with you. I'm with you.
I thought it was going to be good.
Yeah. No.
It wasn't good. So you've done it. I've done it. Yep. I crapped myself from the top to the bottom.
Exactly. I'm with you.
There was nothing about it that was enjoyable. No. It was just terrifying from the moment you slipped your ass out of the plane because you're attached to someone.
Yeah, you were tandem. Yes, so you had, same.
So I thought all he has to do is go clip, clip, and I'm just free falling with nothing.
All you're waiting for is to hit the parachute so it does come out.
That's it. Yeah. And then after that, I thought I was going to vomit. The whole way down, I got queasy.
Yes.
So I watched them all floating down yesterday at Elwood, and I thought, I don't want to ever do that again.
I'm with you, Jim. Spot on. I hated it. And then you just want to land, then you're worried about your landing.
You've got to lift your legs up.
Yeah, all that crap,
Stupid.
And then they go, how good is that? The adrenaline. Everyone pumped. You go, never again.
No, I reckon it's the adrenaline that makes you crook, by the way.
I honestly thought
I was going to vom.
People love it, Jim. They love it.
Oof.
Yeah, no, it wasn't good.
No.
Well, that... And, of course, there was Stonehenge.
Yes.
And there was Mona.
Nona.
And Tassie?
No,
that's,
Mona.
That's great.
Mona Lisa.
Oh, Mona Lisa.
Of course, at the Louvre, Jim, over there in Paris.
Yeah.
Leonardo da Vinci.
Yeah, you weren't impressed with the size of it.
Well, exactly, Jim. You've got to walk downstairs there at the Louvre. It's all very nice. You go past all these statues of whoever they are. Heaps of paintings, all that.
Are.
Well,
they are.
They're magnificent, some of those statues. Yeah. Wow, Then they put Mona down the back as
the
far
thinking
away.
Thinking Man. I think you'd probably want to pass the Thinking Man just on the seat there, Bill, having a good think. That reminds me of you every time I look at him. He's trying to look like the Thinking Man now.
On radio.
So then you
no
finally,
one can see him. You get into this room, there's security and a big people
can
around. And you get up to the front and there's Mona Lisa.
Yeah,
you
said that. Before,
you know what it is? 77 centimetres by 53.
That's I just want tiny. Heath to put you as the Thinking Man up on Instagram. So people, look at him.
He's doing it again.
Thinking Man. Who would have thought of that? Hey, stay there. That's good. We'll paint that or whatever
statue,
you do.
Statue built.
We'll statue it. Just don't move. Don't move. We'll statue
it. While we statue it.
Yeah, statue
you know, have a go again. Come on.
What? About when? Why? Who? What?
Sculpting.
Rodan.
So a bloke sits there for 5 hours.
Rodan.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Bill had what can only be described as a brain fart.
We are joined by an absolute superstar, Lauren Jackson.
Our next guest could lay claim to being Australia's best ever basketballer. And she made a stunning comeback at the FIBA Women's World Cup.
Again, Jackson.
Oh, JB! This is insane.
Helping the Opals secure a bronze medal.
The Opals claim their first World Championship medal on home soil. And the great Lauren Jackson gets her fairy tale farewell.
Please welcome Lauren Jackson.
Hey, Bill, forget about laying claim to being our greatest ever basketballer.
Yeah.
This woman is in the top handful of athletes this country has ever produced.
I'm with you.
In any sport.
Exactly.
It's quite extraordinary. And what she's just done with the Australian team is amazing. Lauren, welcome to you and congratulations.
Thank you very much. Thanks for having me.
How did it feel coming back and playing for your country again?
Oh, look, it's just a bit of a, it's mind-boggling, you know. It doesn't feel like it's real that it's happened. But, yeah, it's really lovely. It was great to go out that way and to be celebrated like that in front of so many Australian basketball fans. It was incredible.
A great story. Retired in March 2016, Jim, then comes out of retirement, plays for Albury Wodonga Bandits in 2022, and then the other night, or that last game that you played that you got the bronze, 30 points, shot the lights out. Just one of the great games, Loz. Did you know you had that in you?
No, I don't know where it came from. It, I think I stunned pretty much everybody in the crowd. But, you know, my turnaround jumper hadn't been falling pretty much all tournament. And then when the first one fell, I was like, all right, here we go.
Hey, Lauren, the temptation from the Aussie people behind the scene would have been to twist your arm for the Olympics.
Yes.
They would have said, Loz, this can't be.
Come on.
We need some more of this. Was that ever mentioned?
That has been mentioned more than I like to. And it's a resounding no. No. But I said that before. I've said that many times before. And look where it got me. So I guess it's just one of those things where I'm going to enjoy the time that I have left on the court. And like I said before, it's, you know, day by day and I don't expect it to last forever. But when it's time to call it quits, I will.
Well, it's a compliment, by the way, that they want you to keep playing on the back of how well you played. Tell me, this last little Australian representation, which was that extraordinary, where does it fit among all the things you've done on the court?
Look, it'd have to be up there amongst the top. You know, top experiences I've had. I think it's more the journey that I've been on to get back here. You know, also having my kids involved. I'm a completely different person now to what I was back then when I was an athlete. And I think I've just really savored every single moment this time around. And it's very different. And I've just enjoyed it, loved it, loved my teammates and had a really great experience. So, you know, I just feel like it's one of my top memories for sure.
Hey, Lauren, I know a bit about your journey because my brother and you have been pretty close on the back of medicinal cannabis because you'd got your body after an incredible 15 or so years as a top-level athlete. You'd got your body to a place where it was pretty sore and you weren't able to pick your own kids up and do all the things you wanted to do as a mum. And then you trialled medicinal cannabis and it turned your life around. Is that too strong to say?
Look, it definitely was one of the contributing factors to getting me back out on the court. It was really timely. I got onto a trial because I really wanted to stay away from some of the harsher medications that ended my career or played a part in ending my career. And so I wanted to try something natural that wasn't going to affect me. And I went onto it. And just in terms of consistency in my training and everything, it just made it a lot easier for me to go back to back to back and build up strength, you know, and resilience in my body. So it definitely played a part in the comeback, and I've been pretty vocal about it as well. But I was really fortunate to get on that trial, thank God.
And you, is it, am I right in understanding that because WADA ban cannabis as a substance, you weren't able to take it, and then at the end they actually allowed you to? Is that correct?
Yeah, so I had to go through a therapeutic use exemption process, so I had to go through that process with Sport Integrity Australia, and I eventually got it, and then I had to get approval through our governing body, FIBA, and then I got that about a week out from the World Cup. So in the end, I got to go back on it. You know, I think anybody that knows it's one of those drugs that you sort of need to take for a period of time for it to really to work. But look, it did help me through. You know, I got through the entire tournament, which I think a lot of people didn't expect I would, and, you know, my best. It's the very last game. So, you know, and I'm still walking, which is great. but it's, definitely played a part in my comeback, especially early on, you know, when I hadn't been able to get consistency in my training and really sort of focus on it.
Lauren Jackson, what a pleasure it is chatting to you. Stick around. Lots more to discuss with this national superstar.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
I'm going to do a bit of twerking up there, so stand by.
Imagine, Bill.
Superstar Lauren Jackson stuck around.
So, Loz, what are we doing from here? Are you going to play local basketball? Or are you just going to give yourself a beautiful time of reflection up there in Albury? What happens right now?
I'm giving myself a beautiful couple of weeks of reflection, but I have signed with the Southside Flyers in Melbourne for the WNBL season. So I'm just going to, you know, take a minute to let the body completely heal. And then I'll be back with my team, my new team, in Melbourne in the next couple of weeks, which is very exciting. I haven't played WNBL for many years. And, I'm obviously just loving being in that team environment again and being a part of something greater than me. So it's exciting, yeah.
Couldn't wait to get back to Albury, Lauren. Crikey, what are you doing, Albury, for a couple of weeks?
Well, I've been smashed at work, so...
Right.
We've just launched our She Hoops program, which is really, really exciting. It's just about connecting the community grassroots to elite women's basketball. Mm-hmm. And so that's a really exciting project, which has basically taken up all of my time in the last 12 months alongside training and everything. Launching that has been incredible today. And, I feel pretty excited, actually.
So how do people get around that? What do they need to do?
Well, our website is shehoops.com.au and you can go there for all video content. We've been doing great interviews. There's a lot of insights, a lot of resources for people to use. We've got free education for particularly for women at community grassroots where, there's a lot going on. So get onto the website, have a look around. We're running live mentoring sessions, live networking sessions and things like that for women in our sport. So it's really exciting program and can't wait to see how it builds out.
Yeah, She Hoops. Now, Lauren, who is the best ever basketballer Australia has produced? I know it's a...
Can't ask me that.
Well, Gazy reckons, he walks down the street out the front here, he reckons he's the greatest ever. Gazy does.
He thinks I am.
Of course you are.
He thinks he is.
Cade's the question. Couch the question better.
He calls on the phone now and ask him right now. Right.
Who's second, Lawrence?
All right, second.
We've got you at number one, yes, so who comes in second?
Good question, Jim.
Really?
Yep. Comfortably.
I had Timsy myself.
Oh, well, Timsy, she's right up there. You got Penny Taylor. I'd have to say the top five would be filled out with females. For sure.
No doubt.
No. Shane Heal or
a Hammer.
Somewhere, I suppose. Maybe.
Who else I'm trying
Freddie
to
Mills?
Think? Who was back Freddie. In our day?
Ray Borner.
Ray Borner.
Larry Sims.
Paul Maley.
Who would you love to meet, actually, Loz? Do you get a bit funny when you meet like Bellamy or someone like that?
Starstruck.
No, because I'm one of those people that have absolutely no idea what's going on around me. So I normally meet people and I'm like, I have no idea who you are. I do. So, I think, the Queen was right up there on my I want to meet you list. Never got to meet her, though.
No, probably won't.
Yeah, RIP. And then who else?
There's a lot of people I want to meet, of course.
Who? Did you meet someone like Shaq that I met the other week?
I think I may have met him over in America. I don't know. I've met a lot of those guys, the NBA guys, through Olympics and things like that, and then through the NBA. But, my memory is pretty bad.
Hey, Lauren, what a privilege it is to chat to you. What a great experience we've all had riding this wave with you recently with the Opals. Please enjoy your time in Albury. We can't wait to see you playing basketball soon in the local leagues, of course. Yep. And we're just in awe of what you've just done. So well done.
Thank you. Good on yous.
Good on you.
Lauren Jackson on the Rush Hour. By the way, She Hoops is a free platform that creates a community for women in basketball to connect, learn, and develop. Shehoops.com.au. They've also got an Instagram page, shehoops.oz.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Oh, I got another one, Jim. Right. Just like the other one.
We had a campaign launch the other week. Now it's time for an update.
Vote one for Jim's traffic party.
So we did the campaign launch and ripped into five things that are inexcusable on our roads.
Yes.
So what happens then is people jump on social media at James Brayshaw, if you want to direct to me or to the Rush Hour is.
Triple M Rush Hour.
And a couple of indictable offences, some nominations.
Oh, good.
First one came from Sandy, who lives down in Dromana. Indicate when you're on a roundabout, for God's sake.
Yeah.
How is anyone meant to know when you're turning off the bloody thing if you don't indicate? Fair enough.
If you're going straight through, you don't.
Well, Bill, there are four exits, So if you're on the turn somewhere, you've got to get off somewhere.
So you go left there, but if you're going straight through, you
need to indicate wherever you're
turning off. No, not if you're going straight
well,
through.
Well, how does anyone know when you're turning off?
Because they know you're going straight through.
No, they don't.
No, you're wrong.
Wherever you leave a roundabout, you're meant to indicate. This is Sandy, by the way. But you've got to indicate where you're going to depart a roundabout.
No.
Well, how does anyone know?
So if I'm going a roundabout, I'm going left, I indicate because I'm going left. If I'm doing a big one around, I go right. But if I'm going straight through, I don't indicate.
The person who's waiting for you to get off the roundabout.
Yeah, they know I'm going straight through.
Bill, you've got to indicate where you're going to depart a roundabout. Otherwise, no one knows.
Oh, no. What is it, Rabs?
No, I'm with you. If you're going straight, you don't indicate.
You don't indicate if you go straight.
So how does anyone know you're going off then?
Well, they know you're going straight.
You're going straight. They know you're going straight through.
I think you're talking about one of the big ones like down in near your way. But if you're one of these pox-ridden little ones where they've got...
If you're going straight through...
Zebra crossings, how are people meant to know?
No, Jim, it doesn't give us
anyway,
stuff.
You're wrong on that. I'm quoting Sandy. So you can say Sandy's wrong if you like.
Jeez,
I'm quoting this machine. Bill is right.
I think you should indicate wherever you leave myself, especially these ones up here where there are also zebra crossings. Otherwise, people either on foot or in a car don't know what you're planning to do.
Let's go to the phones. Rodney, welcome.
How are you, Billy? You're 100% right, mate.
Bang. Thank you, Jim.
Mark from Cranbourne. Marco.
Hello, how are you going?
What do you think?
It's not so much to think, JB. You're right, mate. Billy's wrong. I'm a trainer assessor for heavy vehicles, ex-cop, and Billy's wrong.
Bang.
How am I wrong?
End of argument.
How am I wrong?
Yep.
If you're going straight through, you don't have to indicate, surely, Marco.
No, you've got to indicate. You've got to indicate at any intersection, at the roundabout, you've got to indicate to get out of the intersection.
So how do I indicate then,
Bill?
So you're going straight into it, you're indicating left, and you go straight ahead, you're indicating left.
So, Bill,
you're going straight.
Mark's a cop. So what are you saying?
Ex-cop, yep.
Ex-cop. You know why? Because he didn't know the road rules.
I love that. Anyway, well done, Sandy. Yeah. I couldn't agree with you anymore. And Chris and Marty. And keep them coming, by the way. So if you've got an issue with anything that's happening on the roads,
yes,
then either with our Rush Hour
Triple M Rush Hour
or at James Brayshaw, you can nominate something that you think's an indictable offence for the traffic party.
Well done. That's not bad.
Two out of three. For Jim's traffic party.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Drink anyone?
Yeah.
Cheese them?
Mark from... Look, I've just said something really embarrassing and there's been a nice pregnant pause.
Yes.
Anyone like a cheese?
Now, Jim, we like to set the agenda here on the Rush Hour,
yes,
especially myself.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to get in early ahead of the 2032 Brisbane Olympic Games.
Yes.
2032, Jim.
Yes.
So that's 10 years away. Olympic Games are going to be in Brisbane. You know that?
I find that incredible.
I know. And I want to predict right here, right now, at 25 minutes past the hour of 4 o'clock on the 5th of April, the mascot of the Games. Because we've had a long history with mascots of Commonwealth and Olympic Games in Australia, Jim.
Have we? We've had two Olympics.
Well, who could forget Matilda at the Brisbane Commonwealth Games?
Yes.
Remember that? 1982. She was 13 metres tall, Jim.
Right.
She weighed 6 tonne.
I see.
It was massive. She could wink. Remember she was winking, going along winking, and a pouch would open and 20 joeys ran out.
So it was a kangaroo.
It was a kangaroo,
right,
Matilda the kangaroo, and a pouch would open, Jim.
Yes.
It was a special forklift truck inside her doing all that. So that was a great. I love Matilda.
Yeah, like that, yes.
And then, of course, in the Gold Coast Commonwealth Games, we had a koala.
Yes.
Borobai. That was the koala, Jim, which was a strange-looking thing on a skateboard, but very, very trendy. Also,
Borobai.
Strange-looking thing on a skateboard.
It was. We had Karak, which is a red-tailed black cockatoo for the Melbourne Commonwealth Games.
Yes.
It was not bad, but not great. And then the Sydney Olympics, of course, we had Sid the platypus.
Yes.
Ollie.
Kookaburra.
And we had
Millie
the echidna.
Echidna.
So we've had some good mascots.
Right.
So
where are we going with this?
Well, I've done a bit of homework.
Have you?
I've done a bit of homework on this one. And my nomination, and sorry, our nomination, the Rush Hour, because I'm bringing you in with it, Jim.
You better not be.
Is
for the Brisbane Olympic Games in 2032
yes.
is the Australian White Ibis. No. The Ibis, Jim. Cool. So it's a long build, black legs, loves getting into the rubbish, hence its nickname is the Bin Chicken, Jim.
The Bin Chicken.
Bin Chicken. So it's the Ibis. Very popular.
This is not a new story.
No.
Pretty sure we read it going around strongly yesterday.
Right? Yeah. Setting the agenda, Jim, right here, right now. Right. So it'll be the Ibis, so don't worry about it. A lot of money is spent on all these mascots.
It's drawn a fair bit of criticism, even the thought of it, isn't it?
I haven't heard anything, Jim. I'm just making it up now. And you know what? I got together with some blokes the other day.
Did you?
We wrote a song.
Right.
About the Bin Chicken. It was me and the Van Vruen brothers.
A crow is a bird with a heaps mad squawk. A cockatoo's a bird with a sick mohawk. Chicken is a bird that tastes good and lays eggs. And ibises are bin juice drinking dregs. A goose is a bird that's chilled like a duck. An ibis is a bird that's a picnic wrecking f***. Doves are birds that represent purity. Ibises wreck picnics and disrupt the community. Penguins are birds that fall in love and mate for life. But ibises love nothing because they're dead inside. Swan is a bird that's graceful and that. And ibises aren't birds, they're feathered bin rats. Ibis. Bin juice drinking gronks. Yeah, the ibis. Their beaks are gross and long.
The ibis. The bin drinking. That's the Bin Chicken. So that's going to be our mascot.
Well, no,
for
they haven't
the...
decided it, have they?
No, I'm telling you. It's coming from what?
Right.
Yeah.
That's like the scared weird little guys, by the way.
I know, a bit of scaredy there.
Very scaredy.
So look out for the ibis, Jim. I'm just telling you. I'm putting it on the agenda now.
I think that's at least 48 hours old, that story, and I think it's been knocked on the head.
I haven't heard one thing about it. I just made it up. The agenda.
I just made it up, the agenda. There we are.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Where's the boss? I've got to sign on for next year. I haven't signed.
I would do it quickly.
Bill, you have a locals quiz.
I have indeed. Thank you very much and a great round of applause. Thanks for that. We're at the Shamrock Hotel. A $100 voucher to the Shamrock Hotel to the winner, and we got a $50 voucher, and we got something else too, Rabs, haven't we?
Yeah, yeah. A $100 voucher to Donkey, the fried chicken joint here, which is magnificent.
He always calls me that. Righto, here we go. Corny. How'd you get Corny? Corny?
Because I'm Cornflakes, I suppose, my last name.
Is that your last name's Cornflakes?
It's not really.
Oh. That's the start of Will.
No, it's going well. All right, Corny. I'm going to find a hard one. What movie was filmed at Hanging Rock in 1975?
Picnic at Hanging Rock.
Yeah, see, Jim, I just lure him in with a half volley. Nice. Yep. If I was Dutch, where am I from?
Van Diemen's Land.
No. Get rid of Corny. He's out.
Corn Fairy on a
Corn Flakes out. Hello, Riles. What do you do?
Apprentice electrician.
Are you? Oh, yes. Good. Sparky. We like Sparkies. What's my favourite? The Corker. They're good, aren't they?
What's that?
You don't know no what one even knows are. What a Corker is, Bill.
What was my question? If I was Dutch, or if you're Dutch, where are you from?
Netherlands.
Well done. Good work. Number two. Which Hitchcock film, largely set at the Bates Motel? Which Hitchcock film was largely set... Does that help you?
No.
Next, do you know?
What sort of a question?
What's your
is that?
Name?
Janelle.
What?
Janelle.
Correct. That she got that right. There you go. $50 voucher to the Janelle. That's what is that? Janelle.
Jennifer and Noel together.
Jennifer and Noel. Well, that's lovely. Which Hitchcock film was largely set at the Bates Motel? And you know this. Remember the. You can't read that. No. Oh, fair dick. It's not a hard question.
You can't even hand the answer.
Well, Janelle can't read. You're out next. Shazza. Hello, Shaz. Can you read?
Yeah. Psycho.
Yes! It wasn't that hard of a question.
Psycho. Hello, Shaz. Can you read?
Yeah. Name three streets in Kyneton.
Yaldwin Street. I was born there.
Oh, good. Just, what, 25 years
ago? About that, yeah. Lauriston Street and Epping Street.
I've got none of them. Are they right? Yeah, good.
Oh, yeah, good, Bill.
What town was Dustin Martin born in?
A Castlemaine.
Yes! Shut up, Graham. Name one of the specials on here today at the Shamrock Hotel.
Chicken Palmer.
No, Shaz.
Oh, I had a chicken palmer. Yeah. Beautiful.
Nice.
No. Very nice. No, Shaz, you're out.
Piercy? What do you do, Piercy?
Crichton's number one Sparky, mate.
Oh, yeah? There's only one in town, obviously, Piercy, isn't
it? Oh, that's it, mate. Got all the boys up the back, too. Brought them along for the day.
What's your Sparky mob call?
Pierce Electricians.
Oh, I see that. Pushy Pierce off, Jim. And now, name one of the specials here at the Shamrock Hotel.
Didn't quite.
Keep going. Yeah, what?
Quite,
no, you're out. But banging.
Didn't quite complete it, Piercy.
Yes. Graham.
Yes.
G'day, Graham. What are you doing, Graham?
Songwriter, mate.
Oh, yeah.
Jeez. Can't spell.
Yep. Can't spell. Jeez, you've got a good hairdresser. There's not one bit of hair on your head.
You and I could put our heads together and be a bum.
A bum. Yeah. That's it.
Righto. Yeah. Now, what's my question? Oh, the specials here at the Shamrock Hotel.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, he can't read it.
I can't read that.
It's chaotic.
Is that your writing? Yeah. You're a doctor.
Yeah, quick.
Steak Diane.
Oh, no. No, feed income. They don't. Well, you're out, Graham.
What's wrong?
Well, it's not a hard question. We're at the Shamrock. Yeah, give him something, can you? Well done, D. Righto. G'day, Heath. How are you?
Good, mate. How are you?
We know an Ethan, don't we?
Mm-hmm. We do.
Mm. Lovely. Do you like the name Ethan? Ethan?
No, I don't mind it, I suppose.
Yeah, what do you do?
Sparky.
There's only bloody Sparkies. Is there anyone else? You're not a Sparky, Frizy.
Nah, working Melbourne Airport, Bill.
Oh, shut up. You're not on yet. Righto. One of the specials here at the Shamrock Hotel.
Fish curry.
Fish curry. Hey! Indian fish curry. There we go. Who won Crichton's Best and Fairest in 1979?
Oh,
he's in the room. He swings from the trees. Eats bananas.
Monkey.
Yes, monkey. He told us we've got to put that in.
Yes.
Not including Crichton, name three of the nine towns in the Macedon Ranges. The Macedon Ranges. Three of the nine towns.
Gisborne, Macedon, Riddles Creek.
Yeah, well done. That'll do Romsey, Manfield, Wood End. There we go. Who crossed and named the Campese? What's a river?
The hell.
Campaspe River.
Oh, no.
In 1836.
Someone Campaspe?
No, you should know this if you live in the town.
No idea.
Righto, Ethan, you lost it. Frizy, what do you do, Frizy?
I work at Melbourne Airport, Bill.
You told me that.
Frizy's trying to get hold of the answer there.
Yeah, who was it?
Major BP.
Can't even read it. You see it, mate. Matt, we're nearly there. G'day, Matty. What do you do?
Same as this bloke, Melbourne Airport.
Oh, yeah, it's going all right. It's a big joint. You're doing well down there.
Yeah, it's all right. It's a big joint.
Who named the Campaspe River in 1836?
That'd be Major Thompson Mitchell, mate.
Thomas, even. Yes, well done. Yes. Righto. And here we go. This is the last question. Oh, look at Big Spud here. Wow, Matty, what year were the Melbourne Olympics held?
That'd be 1956.
Oh, well done. There we go. Sucked in, Spud. Spud's not happy. He's the next one.
Flipped the bird.
You look after him, will you? There we go. Another beautifully run quiz.
Take away. It wasn't really good.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
And you haven't sat too close to me. I've got a cramp.
Oh, no. He's got a cramp.
Time now, Jim, to connect with the Rush Hour followers. Mm-hmm.
The family members.
Time spent listening people out there. 133353.
Yeah.
How long did you hold a job for on the back of Essendon new CEO Andrew Thorburn?
Former CEO.
Former, sorry. Well, yes. He was for 26 hours.
That's unbelievable.
It's hard to believe,
no,
really.
It is.
And a big club and today's world.
That whole thing's impossible to believe. We'll speak to J.C. Clark about it shortly. But the man who was running the process to find a CEO.
Yes.
Then basically appointed himself. And then was out of the job 26 hours later. It's unbelievable.
Which is unbelievable. So, Hance, I'll put my head together.
Hance!
How long did you hold a job for? That is the question.
I had a 7 hour.
Seven.
Yep.
You did not.
No, I did. I applied for a job. I reckon I was about 15. I applied for a job.
7 hours?
And then I didn't hear back as to whether I got the job, which is actually the one I wanted, a holiday job in Perth.
Oh, yeah.
And at the same time, someone said, oh, they're hiring at the Royal Show. People just to tell everyone where to park.
Yeah.
So I thought, well, I haven't heard back from this other one. So I went down and saw the bloke. He goes, yeah, you can do it. You know, I was paying bugger all, but I was, you know, it's in the 80s and I'm 15. So I said, oh, beauty. I got myself a job. And then the other bloke rang. and said, you got that job you applied for?
Oh, no.
So I'd done the parking job for about 7 hours.
7 hours.
I went up and said to the bloke, mate, got a better job.
No.
He was actually very good about it.
Did you get paid?
Yeah, no, actually don't. No, I didn't. I said to him, mate, the deal is I'm going to go and do this other job, but I'm heading off. You don't owe me any money. And he was very good about it. He said, no, that is a better job. Go and do that one. Mm. So he's a nice fella, but 7 hours.
That's not long, Jim.
No, it isn't long. 133353, the shortest time you've held a job.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Remember what we used to do? Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. Remember?
Oh, and Mondays.
Mondays and Fridays off. What happened to that fact?
Well, we got too popular.
Old Andrew Thorburn lasted 26 hours as Essendon CEO. That's not long.
No, it's not long.
It's just
Jim.
A touch beyond a day.
That would be it, yes.
And
yes.
So we're asking the question 133353. Well, Fat's asking the question.
Well, I am, yes.
It's old Topics Brownless.
Yeah.
The shortest time you've actually held a job for.
Well, when I was at Drilledry as a kid, I went to the Drilledry, the Riverina Hotel.
Yes.
And out the back, you had this cage of birds and bloody frogs and things.
What?
And I had to clean up all the poo and all that stuff. Well, once a week to clean it up and mow his lawns, and it was 40 degrees, Jim. No water, no drink after about 3 hours.
Bill, he would have provided you with water.
Well, I could have asked, I suppose, but I just had enough. I dehydrated. Bloody emus were picking at me.
Emus.
Mate, and standing in poo and the turtle. I had to clean out the pond.
What
it was terrible.
Hell? What sort of place is this?
I don't know, a menage or whatever it is out the back.
Oh, no.
It was strange.
Frankie's down there in Hobart. Hello, Frankie.
Frankie.
Hey, how's it going, fellas?
How's Hobart?
Oh, it's bloody sunny weather down here, mate. Oh, beach weather, eh? Got the shorts on, the thongs. And
it is not,
over.
Francis. Don't talk to me.
It'll be -7.
Yeah, exactly. How are the shortest time you've held a job?
5 hours, mate. I worked today by a cold storage load, containers full of frozen butter.
Yeah.
And about 40 to 50 of them fell out, mate, and I dodged most of them. One landed on my foot and broke it in hospital. See you later. You're down the road, mate. You're not working with us no more.
That was the end of you.
5 hours.
That was the end of me. Yeah, so I went straight to a lawyer, mate, and I sued him for 25 hours, and how's that?
I think, Bill,
butted up well.
I think Punter did that job as a kid.
What?
Worked in the cold storage.
Oh, did he?
Stunted his growth.
Oh.
He couldn't. Bill stopped him from growing.
Oh, no, but he can still. Nathan
Cranbourne. Hello, Nafe.
Nafe.
G'day, guys. How you doing?
Good, Nathan. What have you got for us?
So my longest job was 3 hours. Ooh. I used to work as a kinder teacher down in Cranbourne.
Yeah.
And I met a young lady there and decided to start making out with her.
Oh,
and
no.
I had a bit of tonsil hockey in the lunchroom.
Oh, what the hell?
And I got the ass. The girl at the time got the ass, but the positive note about it all is she ended up becoming my wife and we're still married.
Oh, you're married.
Oh, there we go.
So you're going to a kindergarten as a teacher.
That's correct.
And hooked made up out with another teacher.
Another teacher in the canteen.
Yeah, well, I had to go get the morning tea for the kids, you know. And there was a chick there. I thought, how you doing?
Oh, no.
And, I'm sure that's
a couple of one-liners later. Gave her a bit of tonsil hockey and
poor old kiddies just wanting their tea. Stay there, Nafe. Sharon's in South Morang. Hello, Sharon.
Hi, guys. How are you?
Good. Shortest job you've ever held?
2.5 hours from 8 a.m. until 10:30.
What happened?
What happened, Chaz?
It was many moons ago when I was 17. I got a job as an office clerk and it was at a knitting mill's factory.
Knitting.
I was so wrapped. It was my first office job. And when I arrived, they put me out on the factory floor putting labels on jumpers.
Oh.
And I said to the guy, why am I doing this? This is not what I'm employed for.
Yeah.
He kept saying, no, you keep doing that. And then every like half an hour, I was breaking out in a sweat because I'm a really shy, quiet person thinking, what's going on?
Yeah.
And, kept saying, no, you do this. Anyway, at morning tea time, I went up to him again and said, why am I doing this? I've been employed as an office clerk. You've interviewed me.
Mm.
He said, no, we don't need anybody for that position now. You do this.
So
I just said to him, you can go and get F.
Chaz. Well, she wasn't happy.
Stood up
Chaz.
For herself.
So we've gone 5 hours, 3 hours, 2.5 hours, Jim.
Well, that's unbelievable.
It is.
What about Causer?
Causer in Donnybrook. There's a Donnybrook.
G'day, guys. How are you?
All right.
What happened with you?
2.5 hours?
My longest was about 15 minutes.
So no!
Yeah,
Yeah, it's packing nuts for Woolworths. I walked in, the manager showed me how to do it, and I thought, this is the most boring thing of my life. He turned around, I walked away.
15 minutes.
Packing nuts.
So, Bill, we've gone down to 15. Like,
so,
Shawnee,
5, 3, 2.5, now 15 minutes.
Sean Backer Smart. Shawnee?
Sorry? Hello?
Yes, you're on.
How long did you do the job for?
Like, it was 7 minutes.
No!
Oh, no!
7 minutes. I remember I started at 9, got in there. It was meant to be a forklift driving job.
Yep.
And they said, no introduction, no nothing. Just, all right, go stand at the table with the Mary Sheilas and start filling up basketballs with air. Oh, got to 9:07, told the boss that my son hit his head on the coffee table, had to get 7 stitches, and I was out.
Seven minutes. No, Bill.
Filling basketballs
no
up
one,
with air.
Bill.
Yes.
No one that. Can beat that.
No.
You can't last at a job less than 7 minutes.
So, Jim, we've had 5 hours, yes. 3 hours, 2.5, 15 minutes down to seven. That's it. That's got to be it.
Surely that's it.
No, there's one more.
No.
Dane. From Rye.
Hey, legends.
Hey, Dane. What happened?
How are we?
How long do you have your job for?
All of 5 minutes, lads.
No!
Oh, no. How? Why?
I jumped a waste recycling facility at Dandenong. I was all of 18. Got in the front end loader with this guy, took me out. Your job is to sort through this green waste. Anything that's not green, get it out. We're talking everything from nappies, condoms, all of the bad stuff. Oh, and no. I said... It was that point I said, I'm destined for bigger and better things. And I got in the car and left.
5 minutes.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Great Britain, then America, Ukraine, and then Azerbaijan.
We're joined by Nick Cody.
How are you enjoying the radio? You enjoy it?
Mate, loving it.
Good.
Up early? Yeah. That keeps me out of trouble.
Bloody early. Too early, mate.
Getting up at about 4:30 in the morning.
Must be good coin.
Oh, don't know about that. It is an early start, though. It is an early start. Well, and you're on with Fev, who we all know and love.
Mm.
And I understand that you went overseas with him recently.
Well, not quite overseas. It felt like it. It felt like I was very jet-lagged for a few days afterwards, hanging out with the Loosh. And I heard the morning rub, Bill. You got yourself in a bit of trouble when you went up to the Gold Coast.
All eyes are on the screen because I'm interested in the last 24 hours in the life of Fat.
Look at him. It doesn't look like
what,
Bill.
What are you doing, Bill?
Hello, Jim. Now, Nick, we've all done that.
We certainly have. Yes. And there's nothing better because I've got a feeling that day those were probably the first words that you spoke.
Oh, I asked for a ham, cheese, tomato toasted and a coffee. They were the only words I said.
And then you're on.
And then I was on.
You're
and,
on air.
And well, you try and clear the throat. You try and sound up, don't
of
you?
Of course.
It's like when you go home and you've been away for the weekend and the missus is there. And you go, oh, g'day, darling. Yeah.
I'm all right. Your eyes are red. You got me. Well, Fev, I'm on a radio show with Fev. And in 2020, I gave up booze for the whole year.
Yes.
Didn't
yes.
have a drop of booze for the whole year to lose weight. Lost.
How much?
None weight. Nothing.
No.
And not only was it a shocking year, it was also a leap year. So I had a whole extra 24 hours to just drop a tenth of a pound. Lost nothing.
A whole year.
Whole year.
Bloody good effort.
I know. Go well, on. It clearly wasn't worth anything because nothing happened. But 2021, the first big day out was the Super Bowl.
Super Bowl.
With Brendan Favola, who I'd never gone drinking with. And that day I said to him, Fev, the game finishes at 2. I've got a pregnant wife at home. We've now got 2 kids, but I've got a pregnant wife and a 2-year-old. I've got to get home. Because I've got touch rugby that night. I started playing touch rugby for some reason. I figured I haven't stretched in 15 years. Why not start running full speed for no cash?
Yeah,
and
exactly.
My hammies are gone. But Fev said, you're not making it home by 3. I said, mate, I've got to be home by 3.
Ooh.
And then I got home at midday the next day.
You did not.
That's it.
Just a cheeky 21 hours late.
Where were you? Where'd you watch the Super Bowl?
Mate, great question. I just remember being with Fev. It was one of those great Super Bowls that you get to watch it again, and it's like the first time.
Yeah.
Like a kid with a Bob the Builder DVD.
Game. It is a long game.
It was massive.
It's a long game. It's a
massive day. And I promised my wife, because if you come home 21 hours late to a pregnant partner, you've got to be on the front foot, control the narrative.
Yeah.
And I was very much on up and about.
Yeah.
Lurch,
yep.
I'm sorry, my bad. I'm going to give up drinking again till New Year's.
Yes.
And she was proud of that. But what she didn't realise is that I was talking about Chinese New Year's. All right, so
good.
4 days off, I was back on the source. It's the year of the mad dog.
It's hard of getting out of that when you get home at 12 the next day.
Boy, it is.
You would have been in the dog house.
I was in a lot of trouble.
Good. I love when blokes get in trouble like that.
Do you?
Yeah, because if you get home at 3 or 4 a.m., it's okay, but not the next day.
Yeah, not the next day. It's bad when even a toddler knows you're in strife.
Yeah,
like I've been on this planet for less than 24 months, and even I can see Dad's in a bit of trouble here.
He can whip you into a vortex, Favola.
Yeah,
I had many years with him on the footy show, and my goodness. There can be times when you don't realise what's happened.
Yeah. Big drinker, can do it well. But when I was on Triple M in Brisbane a few years ago, I got to go to my first ever State of Origin. And I went out and the game finished about 9:30 at night and all the producers went home. And I said, well, why are you going home? And they said, well, we've got to be up at 3:30. And I said, oh, I'll be right. I'm excited. Queensland got the win. It's my first Origin. Got home at 2:00. Woke up at 3:30. The show was 5:30 till 9:00. So I was on air at 5:30. And the first words I spoke... we're at 6:17 a.m.
Yeah. How'd you do that?
Two co-hosts, two other co-hosts. So I know it's that Queensland, Billy. It gets you every time.
That's what it is. The sun? You get, because you don't have daylight saving.
What is
that's
it, the sun?
Well,
yeah, the
not at State of Origin. It was a night game.
Oh, right.
Not sun, rum.
Blame it on that.
Rum. It does rhyme.
Do you want to watch Billy's joke?
Look at him. He's now in the fetal position because he knows how appalling that is.
Just follow Triple M Rush Hour on Instagram and you can see Billy's joke every day. We've gone through a whole year's worth of Billy's jokes to pick out the best ones.
A good joke on this show would be good.
Sadly, we couldn't find any, so this will have to do.
That is appalling.
No, it's not.
On the best of Triple M's Rush Hour, this is Billy's joke.
You can still have fun. You're allowed to smile.
Yeah, but what I want rabbits to hit the right button. If plastic's a joke that's poor, it talks to the integrity of our show.
Oh.
All right?
Whatever that means. Mm. The seven dwarfs, Jim, we love them, okay?
Oh, my God.
They all got in the bath together. They're all very, you know, like each other and everything. So they all got in the bath together and everyone felt happy. So Happy got out of the bath.
Mm-hmm. No, they just don't get better. Like you think you're going to get a joke that'll be better, and then they just don't get better.
Happy got out.
I know what happened. This isn't funny. Well, he isn't laughing.
Well, old he doesn't haircut. Either. There's something
old
wrong with
haircut 100
him.
Over oh, here. Yeah. He's not laughing.
He's lost his haircut. He's lost his hair and his sense of humour too. I might go with Sarah and go and work with Sarah.
We'll see if she laughs.
She laughs at everything I say.
I bet she does. It's the only place it was heading.
No, that's just a
never to bring us again.
I bet you it'll get good rave reviews.
No.
Yeah. How have I lost my haircut and my hair?
Well, you know what I mean.
No, I don't.
Yes, you do.
Correct really. Button. Press by rabbit. Finally. Where is it?
It's a good song.
This has been the best of Triple M's Rush Hour. JB and Billy are back live in 2023. In the meantime, you can hear the boys anywhere, anytime by downloading the Listener app. LISTNR. I feel good!